Hey, I'd like to call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. I'd like to call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. Kathy, can we have roll call?
Kathy, you're muted.
I can't hear anything on my end when they talk in the room. I could hear John just now, but.
I'll do roll call. Supervisor Burke? Supervisor Salisbury? Supervisor Beth? Supervisor Winke? Supervisor Gully? Supervisor Decker? Youth and Governance, Millie? Youth and Governance, Armon? We're all accounted for. I'd like to start out with citizens' comments. We have two comments this evening. The first from Crystal J. Miller, 217 69th Street, Kenosha. Thank you to Kenosha County and the Human Services Committee for tackling this resolution and proposing actions to fight systemic racism. As an employer and a community leader actively involved in a nonprofit work that directly affects people of color and those living in poverty in our community, I see systemic racism as a challenge that creates hurdles for people who are seeking to be successful. I agree that Kenosha County must search for the root of racism in our systems and in so doing create opportunities for our community to unite in fighting inequities. I believe that we cannot legislate a person's heart, and our hearts where change must occur. Because of change, this has occurred in my own heart over the past several years. I know that awareness and understanding are the seeds of true change, and I long for that in Kenosha and its residents. Because of the social divisiveness of the subject matter, as indicated by the necessity of a resolution and what we've seen highlighted by social media, I urge the committee to craft the resolution's language to engage citizens and create unity. For some people, this is confusing, and in my experience, a confused mind says no. I see value in this resolution, and to quote something I heard from a journalist this week, that's not how a Republican normally thinks. My goal is to foster understanding and change among all. In order to achieve that goal, the resolution and its contents must be engaging and winsome. Right or wrong, the subject matter can be difficult to talk about, and as a result, may resist. My hope is that the language and the county's goal is enticing, even for those who haven't yet seen racism as the challenge that it is. Together, we in Kenosha County can be leaders in the fight for racial equality. I am proud to be a citizen of the city, and I pledge to do my part to fight systemic racism. The next citizen's comment is from Tatiana Buchanan. I hope I have that pronounced correctly. 3203 Market Lane, Kenosha 53144. Good evening. I know we are all experiencing shifts and changes in our daily lives. These seem to be coming more frequently now. While many of these shifts are ultimately challenging us to do and be better in our communities, there is a great deal of loss associated with others. Personally, I'm excited to see the resolution expressing Kenosha County's commitment to achieving racial equity and transforming systems and institutions impacting the health of our community. COVID-19 has highlighted just how very different the experience of our nation's communities have been based on their access to essential resources and the vulnerability of our social safety nets. Compounded with the recent deaths of unarmed blacks, our nation is reeling from a major public health crisis, systemic racism. For far too long, the systems that comprise our country have failed many children and families, particularly people of color and those living in poverty. Few real solutions have been developed in this program-rich, system-poor environment. The foundation of our work must be equity. Real change will come when we continue to recognize that we live in a racially structured society that causes racial inequity across every system, education, healthcare, business, government, nonprofit, and so on. Though our current crisis is widening the gaps between those with privilege and those who are most vulnerable, it is not the end of our story and doesn't define those who work for change. Thank you, Kenosha County and Kenosha County Division of Health, for your leadership and action towards dismantling racism and implementing strategies to reduce impact racism on our health. This evening's resolution is another step forward. Kenosha County would become the fourth county in Wisconsin following Madison, Appleton, and most recently Cudahy, to ensure racial equity is a core element of Kenosha County. I am encouraged by all of you and appreciate your commitment to achieving racial equity. We are only as safe as those in our community who are most at risk. Thank you. There's no other citizen comments at this time. Citizens' comments is closed. Chairman and supervisor comments. I would just ask, I'd first of all like to welcome Millie and Armand with our youth and governance. We look forward to working closely alongside you. So welcome. Absolutely. You need to turn on your.
Hi, I'm Millie. This is my second year. I was a part of the cheery this year, and I'm looking forward to being a part of the Human Services Committee and working with all of
you. Hi, I'm Armand, and this is my first year doing youth and governance. Riverside Academy. I'm a senior this year, and I'm looking forward to all of you.
Thank you. I have an announcement with regard to item number 5 on the agenda, resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. Charmaine Harris to the Kenosha County Board of Health. I have put that over to the next meeting, August 4th, so it can be put on the county board agenda first. And then lastly, when we end this meeting, I ask that everybody please vacate the room so that it can be cleaned before the 6:30 meeting. Thank you. Number 4, approval of minutes. Do I have a motion? All in favor? Aye. Item number 6, resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. David Salisbury to the Brookside Board of Trustees. Mr. Jansen.
Thank you. I would ask that this committee approve Mr. Salisbury to be appointed to the Brookside Board of Trustees. His appointment would run through the second day of January 2023. He is available for any questions you would have.
I have questions. Those are so loud. I have questions, not to Mr. Salisbury appointment itself. When was this appointment position opened up, where the reappointment should have taken place?
If you're asking me the question, I can hear what you asked. You need to speak, I think, more directly into the mic.
When did this reappointment come up, where the position should have been reappointed?
I believe the term expired on January 2nd, but I would have to look into that. Generally, you're on it until there, if you're a current member of that committee, you are on it until there is a resolution to reappoint or to appoint.
And is there a reason why it's taken since January to reappoint?
I don't have the answer for that. I just am here today to read the resolution for you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask another question then. This is to replace Supervisor Nudo. Did he not want to be reappointed?
I've had no conversations with Supervisor Nudo about that. So once again, I can't answer that question for you.
Okay. So you can't answer this, but I just want to, what was the reason why Supervisor Nudo wasn't reappointed? I'm assuming you don't know.
Once again, I couldn't tell you that.
But you look very different with your Santa Claus beard.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was actually talking about him and didn't know it was him. So. Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
If I may, Your Honor.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman. I was only going to say that as the nominee, for obvious reasons, I'm going to be abstaining from a vote on this issue tonight.
Understand.
Thank you.
Motion to approve someone? Do I have a second? All in favor? Oh, roll call. Okay.
Excuse me, Laura, can you just repeat the motions and the seconds, because I can barely hear any of you, please.
It was motion to approve the appointment, resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. David Celebrate to the Brookside Board of Trustees. Supervisor Celebrate is abstaining.
Okay.
Supervisor Berg made the motion. Supervisor Gully seconded. And Supervisor Decker asked for roll call. Got it?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Supervisor Berg?
Yes.
Supervisor Beth?
Yes.
Supervisor Decker?
No.
Supervisor Gully?
Yes.
Supervisor Winky? Chair votes aye. Oh, Youth and Governance, I'm sorry. Thank you. Millie? Arman? They voted aye.
Excuse me, Laura. Supervisor Winky and Supervisor Gully, we did not hear what their votes were.
Nay.
Well, no. Aye.
Oh, Gully.
One of each. Winky, no. Gully.
Okay, got it.
Motion passes. Item number 7 on the agenda, resolution to approve the reappointment of Dr. Rita Ventura to the Kenosha County Board of Health. Mr. Jansen.
So Dr. Ventura has been a member of our Board of Health for several years, has been an active member, and we'd asked for her reappointment to that board, and her term would expire on February 4th, 2025. This was also passed by the Board of Health prior to coming to this committee meeting tonight.
Are there any, do we have a motion? Do we have a second? Okay, opened up for discussion or comments.
What was Ms. Ventura's attendance record?
She attended 18 out of 28 meetings. 9 of her absences were excused. She is a doctorate in nursing and works out at the Children's Hospital area doing child advocacy. So the time she was unable to attend her job kept her outside the meetings. I know Jen is currently looking at a different day and time to be more accommodating for some of the more for some of the folks in the medical profession that have been on our board.
Thank you.
You're
Any
welcome.
Other discussion? No other discussion? All in favor? Youth and Governance, Melly? Arman? Aaron? Sorry, Supervisor Decker? Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Motion passes.
I am so sorry. One more time. I didn't know who made the motion and did the second.
Supervisor Berg made the motion and Supervisor Decker made the second.
Thank you.
Number 8 on the agenda is resolution to amend Resolution Number 92, which amended Resolution Number 150, which created the Kenosha County Health Department, the Kenosha County Board of Health, and the Kenosha County Health Office pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 252 and certain agreements between the City of Kenosha and the County of Kenosha. Mr. Jansen or Dr. Freiheit, would you like to speak to this?
I'm going to begin this conversation.
Thank you. So when I came in with the new Board of Health, or being new and coming to the Board of Health, I had noticed that our bylaws were from before 1996. They referenced a statute that no longer exists. They referenced a number of work products that the health department no longer does. So they definitely needed some updating. We did not redline that version. We essentially just started from scratch with the new Statute 251 and the rules that govern Board of Health from the state. And so we put in basic practices, Robert's Rules of Order, aligned it with the state for a 9-member Board of Health, and really wanted to align it more to a social determinants of health model, which is a much more modern model for boards of health. So it was a pretty simple review by all the Board of Health members and with our core counsel. So we went through line by line and agreed upon the changes, and that's what you see before you.
Do we have a motion? Do we have, that was Supervisor Berg made motion. Do we have a second? Supervisor Celebrate second. Open for discussion. Do any supervisors have questions? Supervisor Decker.
So I asked for the redline version. I'd like to, and that's so I can compare what changes were made from the original to this one. So exactly, I mean, what was changed specifically?
Well, it was basically a move from the old ordinance, which called for an 8-member Board of Health, to the new statute, which is a 9-member Board of Health. There wasn't a side-by-side comparison. It was, we looked at what was still valuable and pertinent in the old one, but really looked at best practice Board of Health bylaw models within the country and how the Board of Health should continue forward in that advisory role.
I'm going to have to vote against it because I have no idea what was changed. And the only specific she gave was that we changed it from an 8-member board of, to a 9-member. I have nothing to reference to see how it's changed and if any other things have changed. That's it. So, and that's why I asked for a redline version before. So,
Supervisor Gully.
So to that point, Jen, could you add any other clarification? Because I'm kind of in the same position. It would be nice to understand the delta if possible.
Sure. So for example, and I'll just start on page one, where it says about the Board of Health being established. And the statute is wrong there. Then it goes through the board membership and organization, and it was stated that 2 members shall be physicians. On page 2, it goes through 1 member shall be a dentist, 1 member shall be a registered nurse, 2 remaining members shall be residents of Kenosha County. Those were all things that moving from a historic medical model to a more modern social determinants of health model, where the state statute, really, we were just aligning with the state statutes that said, the current one that says every best effort to have at least 1 physician and 1 nurse, which we do have on the Board of Health, but that there was not pertinent use of having a dentist or more physicians per se, that we wanted people to more represent the social determinants of health and be from the community. So it goes more about the medical and the dental society on the old version, page 2 there. We staggered the terms that were in the old version so that basically we wouldn't have an exodus of people at one time. So That is on page two there. In a state statute, it still says that a Board of Health shall meet quarterly, but our new Board of Health put in that we would like to at least meet 6 times a year, and we'll be moving to monthly as of next month. And so it was to make a more robust Board of Health there. Rules, minutes, subpoena powers, these were all just updated with the statute. Moving on to the next page there. Still same with majority vote and minutes, proceedings, minutes, all of that was just slightly enhanced with more county regulations and Robert's Rules of Order. Power and duties of the Board of Health. This went into a little bit more of what the functions, we still prepare an annual budget, but instead of prepare, it's approve of the annual budget. So it was just some word changes there. Enforcement of the state public health statutes and rules, ensuring that we are a level 3 health department, which is what we are right now. That is still very much in there. And just clearing up some of the nomenclature that doesn't exist with the state health department. And sorry, I'm scrolling down. And some of the language as far as we just cleaned up some of the language with how things get put before the county and the county board and recording and that sort of thing.
Supervisor, do you have any?
It appears that you're reading versions. And that would have been, I think that since that was requested before the meeting, that would enable me to have understood the differences. I'm not sure that I can make an intelligent decision without knowing those actual changes.
This is Chairman Belsky, and I would say that for myself, I would look to postpone this to August 4th to allow more time to do a comparison, since these are bylaws that we would be looking to approve, and it has to do with the state statute. I think that doing a comparison would give all of the supervisors the opportunity to have a better understanding of what's changed within a written document. So if there's...
Is that a motion?
It's a motion.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Youth and governance. I did it again. Aye. Armin. So we are going to defer this to August 4th so that we can get some clarity on what the exact changes are, so that we have a better understanding of what we're approving. But thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you.
And number 9 is the resolution expressing Kenosha County's commitment to achieving racial equity and transforming systems and institutions impacting the health of our community. Before I pass this over to Dr. Freiheit to go over the resolution line item by line item, I'd like to make a short statement. All. A short, simple word that carries amazing weight. This word is very intentionally included in the Kenosha County Division of Health's mission statement to ensure and implement the delivery of health services to prevent disease, promote health and wellness, and to preserve a healthy environment for all. There are many in our community unable to experience their fullest quality of life, held back by the systems that affect them. And if public health is not advancing the health of all, we are failing. More than ever before, we need to address fundamental obstacles to all experiencing a healthy life, including racism. These conversations can feel awkward and difficult, but they are necessary to affect change. This proposed resolution doesn't involve redirecting or increasing county spending at this time. Rather, it's an effort to bring racial equity to the forefront in every decision Kenosha County leaders and administrators make, and to assure Kenosha County employees are positioned to address these challenges with compassion and humility. We have a lot of work to do, and we have to work together. We need to work on better benchmarks, outcomes, and with an ongoing quarterly review. Should this resolution pass, I would like a quarterly update at our HSC meetings. At this time, I'd like to introduce Dr. Jennifer Freiheit to present the resolution.
Thank you. So in 2017, our Public Health State Association, the Wisconsin Public Health Association, began the work of how racism impacts people's health. In 2018, in May of 2018, they declared that racism is a public health crisis in Wisconsin, and they committed to taking action. Their resolution acknowledged that racism causes persistent discrimination, is a social determinant of health, and is linked to poor health outcomes. The public health community has a responsibility to acknowledge racism, advocate for equitable policies, and inform the public discourse. Then the University of Wisconsin system, through the Population Health Institute, created the Racism is a Public Health Crisis sign-on, and several other partners are involved with this work throughout the public health field. So the Wisconsin Public Health Association is now conducting an organizational assessment of internal policies and procedures within health departments to ensure that racial equity is a core component of the Wisconsin Public Health Association. This has all happened prior to COVID-19. It all happened prior to the events of last month. And so it's a way for us to opportunities to identify and address racial inequity in public health and beyond. To look at the effect of systemic racism and oppression targeting people of color in our communities and how that does persist and continue. So with the timely events of last month, we thought now would be the time to seize upon this and created the resolution with some Kenosha County specific information that some data points for how we can begin to declare this and move forward into action. Did you want me to read through it?
Does anybody have any questions, or would they like Dr. Freiheit to read through it? Do we have a motion? Don't, just conversation? Okay. Do we have any questions or comments from supervisors?
Supervisor Golden first. I just knew you had questions first and spoke up first. So reading through, there's some of the whereases. I guess I want to read through the where, now that reading through the whereases, I'd like to read through them. Whereas the promotion of healthy communities is directly related to the health of individuals and encourages expanding public health support networks to decrease racial disparities in health incomes. I agree with that. Communities of color are disproportionately impacted by social determinants of health, such as increased exposure to lead, poor air quality, lack of safe places to walk, bike, or run, and inadequate health education. I have issues with that because I guess I don't understand how they have increased exposure to poor air quality than any other citizens in Kenosha County, and lack of safe places to walk, bike, or run. We've been spending millions of dollars on bike paths and multi-use trails, and have bike paths in the city or bike lanes in the city. So I don't understand how that can be, you know, stated as a fact. So, whereas Kenosha has a wide health disparities among its racial populations, I'm sure that can be proven with data that we have, so I don't disagree with that. Whereas race is a social construction with no biologic basis, that's true. It's true. You're born black or white, Native American, Asian, that's true, Latina. Whereas racism is a social system with multiple dimensions, including individual racism, which is internalized or interpersonal, and systemic racism, which is an institutional or structural and a system of structuring opportunity and assigning value based on the social interpretation of how one looks. Systemic racism, a lot of people don't believe that that's an issue, that it's something that someone in the education system came up, and I don't believe there's systemic racism. Moving on, whereas systemic racism unfairly disadvantages some individuals and communities, unfairly advantages other individuals and communities, and depletes the strength of the whole society throughout the waste of human resources, Again, there's many in the society that do not believe that there is systemic racism in our country. Whereas racism causes persistent racial discrimination in housing. Education, employment, transportation, and criminal justice, and an emerging body of research demonstrates that racism is a social determinant of health. Some of those things I agree with. I mean, we have laws that the fair housing, education, you can't deny education based on race. You can't deny unemployment based on race. I'm not sure about the transportation. And obviously the criminal justice system, some people believe that certain races are targeted, others do not. I have the floor. Other members of the committee can discuss this at a different time. That's how it works. If you disagree with me, that's fine. I have the floor. Except you can't close the door because it's an open meeting. The rules are the rules. Moving on, whereas numerous studies have linked racism to negative health outcomes, I agree with that. Numerous studies have proven that. Whereas the Wisconsin Department of Health Services determined that African Americans and Native Americans have the highest excess death rates at every stage of the life course, and the infant mortality rate of non-Hispanic Black infants is the highest in the nation. I agree with that. Facts prove that. Whereas the 2018 infant mortality rate in Kenosha County among Black mothers was 9.9 deaths per 1,000 live births, compared to their white counterparts, a rate of 3.5 deaths per 1,000 births. I agree with that. A lot of that has to do with prenatal care, I believe. I do question why we have not inserted in here anything about the disproportionate rate of the Black women aborting their babies versus white women aborting their babies. It's just disproportionate based on your population that a lot more Black babies are being aborted than white babies. I can't believe we didn't address that in here.
Are you asking for an amendment?
No, I'm still going through.
Okay, stay on top.
Whereas Black mothers in the Kenosha County in Kenosha County are 2.5 times more likely to receive inadequate prenatal care than their white counterparts. I agree with that. Where in 2018, Black babies with low birth weight was 18.3. I agree with this whole statement. Whereas due to decades of policies like redlining and biased lending, white people are 3.7 times more likely to own a house than their Black counterparts and 1.5 times more likely than the Latinx population. I disagree with that because we had the Community Reinvestment Act, which prevented this from happening. As I worked at a bank, I know that they took that very seriously, that they were not refusing lending to people of color
based on the Community Reinvestment Act. Whereas Kenosha County's Black population is half as likely to have a post-secondary degree, a third is likely to test proficient in grade 3 through 8 subjects in standardized testing, anywhere from 3 to 27 times less likely to meet the ACT college readiness benchmarks, which is a huge number there, variant 3 to 27 times, and graduate high school about 15% points lower than their white counterparts. Whereas Black people in Kenosha County are half as likely to gain employment than their white counterparts and get paid half as much. I completely disagree with that because, again, we have equal opportunity employment practices that are the law, and you cannot pay someone less based on their skin color. And as an employer, I have never considered paying someone less because of their skin color. Whereas the census estimates that 1/3 of Kenosha County's Black population lives in poverty, 3 times that of Kenosha County's white population, which translate to $12,760 a year for the individual or $26,200 for a family of 4. I agree with that, obviously, because it's a census estimate. Whereas the 2020 county health rankings place Kenosha County residents 65th out of 72 Wisconsin counties for quality of life, indicating that residents averaged 3.7 physically unhealthy days in the past 30 days. I guess I don't understand what that has to do with racism. Whereas Healthy Wisconsin 2020 states that Wisconsin must address persistent disparities in health outcomes and social, economic, educational, environmental inequities and contribute to them. I guess I can't believe we're not looking into that already. Some of these things, it's like we're not doing this. Whereas Wisconsin Public Health Association is committed to achieving health equity and convened a racial equality work group in 2017. Whereas there is no epidemiologic, that's not how you pronounce it, definition of crisis. The health impact of racism clearly rises to the oft-cited definition proposed by Galea 2017. The problem must affect large numbers of people, it must threaten health over the long term, and it must require the adoption of large-scale solutions. Okay. Whereas support from community partners, it is Kenosha County's responsibility to address racism, including seeking new solutions to reshape the discourse and actively engage all citizens in racial justice work. When you tell people that you must engage all citizens in racial justice work, then it depends on who thinks what racial justice work is important. Is school choice important to racial justice? Because school choice is a very divisive issue politically, and I don't understand why, because school choice gets people of color, especially in the city of Milwaukee, choices of schools, better schools, and yet some people are against it. Be it resolved, and so to allow people to choose what racial justice work is in my opinion, political. Be it resolved, based on the aforementioned, that Kenosha County Board of Supervisors hereby declares racism as a public health crisis and supports Kenosha County efforts to address public health disparities due to racial inequities throughout Kenosha County. Agree with that. Be it further resolved that Kenosha County Board of Supervisors expects that those Kenosha County efforts will include, but not limited to, so that but not limited to word means we got carte blanche to do whatever we want, and we'll say we're not limited to that. Asserting that racism is a public health crisis that negatively affects our entire society, that is correct. Assessing internal policy and procedures to ensure racial equity is a core element of Kenosha County. We don't look at racial equity right now in Kenosha County. At Kenosha County administration doesn't look at that. Working to create an inclusive organization, identifying specific activities to increase diversity across its workforce and in leadership positions. We don't facilitate an inclusive organization right now. That just appalls me that Kenosha County doesn't consider itself inclusive, an inclusive organization for different races. Does that mean we're practicing racism as a county as a whole? Kenosha County? Incorporating inclusion and equity into organizational practice, offer educational trainings, activities to expand expand employees' understanding of how racism affects individuals, the effect of marginalized populations, and provide tools to assist employees to engage actively and authentically with communities of color. That kind of assumes that everyone that is not a person of a color is racist, and that they need training and being taught not to be racist, which is actually, to me, quite offensive to have the blanket assumption that anyone that's not a person of color is racist and they need to be trained how not to be racist. Advocating for relevant policies that improve health in communities of color and support local, state, and federal initiatives that advance social justice. There's that social justice word. That means it's very political, and my vision of social justice is very different than other people's vision of social justice, while also encouraging individual employee advocacy and encouraging other local, state, and national entities to recognize racism as a public health crisis. Does that mean Kenosha County is going to start strong-arming municipalities in our county to enact a resolution like this? I know strong-arming because we are the Kenosha County Health Department and we oversee them, so they better do what we tell them to. Those are my comments. So obviously I'm going to not support this resolution based on the wording that is in there right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other supervisor comments or questions? Supervisor Gully.
This obviously is very personal for many people, and I greatly respect your feelings and the fact that this did for whatever reason touch such a nerve with you. I think I could sit here for a very long time and provide arguments on why I support this, but I don't think any of those would possibly come close to your comments, which to me demonstrates so strongly why we need this resolution. I'm not going to debate every one of your topics. You questioned the fact of having a safe place to run, and if you remember at the first June meeting of this board, people stood up and talked about Gus Harris, who is a local African-American who was unable to use one of our, who was called out and treated as a suspicious person. So facts are facts. I get that you don't agree with some of them, but these are realities. And I have, my feeling is that this could even go further in some of the facts that it presents. I think there are some things that are missing, but I will stop there and yield to other members of the committee.
Any other questions or comments? Berg.
So I'll start with, yes, I'm going to support this, but to add that I have one of the most diverse districts in the county, aside from District 7. And I spoke to a few people in my district, specifically people, this is who this is going towards, and they appreciate the words, they appreciate everything that this says. They just hope that we actually have some action on this, some actions in the next, you know, in the near, very near future. And I appreciate Chairman Belsky requesting that we get regular updates on this, which at the very least is what we need to have, is what has been looked at, what has been addressed, what action items are we going to take upon what our findings are. So that I will support it, but with the assumption that we're going to have some reports in the very near future.
Supervisor Salivary.
Thank you. I had the opportunity this past week to also attend. I'm on Judiciary and Law Committee. We had a debate and resolution before us. It was Judiciary and Law and Finance met together with respect to body cams for the sheriff's deputies. And there are a lot of points contained tangentially and directly are contained even in this resolution that were spoken to at that meeting. And I believe that this is, in fact, a good start. I think there is a great deal of overlap. And the county as a whole, in both capacities, through judiciary and law, financing, as well as through human services, we can take some initiative in some of these areas, and we can also be in support of many of these topics, these interests, and these reasons behind forward and changing the approach that we take to any of what is either perceived or actual racism that is identified within this resolution. I think one concurrence that is in agreement is that in some way, shape, or form, it is practiced, whether that is subtly or if it is outright. And I think that this begins to address some of the topics that come about on a daily basis. And I will be supporting it for that reason. I think looking at sort of ordinances as a whole and the direction of the board at this time, I think that this is a move in the right direction. And for those reasons, I will be supporting the resolution.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Supervisor Wenke.
Yes, thank you. I've heard everything, comments, all the. I have over 20 years mentoring many people, starting from high school, financial literacy, and all the way up to, I'm 65 years old. When I was 40, I was training people that were 60 years old. Anybody who works, wants to be a success, works towards a career, works towards being in business, they will succeed. I've mentored, whether you call it people of color, they're people, whether they're Hispanic, Japanese, Chinese, they're African American, it doesn't matter. We're Americans and we can all be better without having resolution. The other is there is already federal statutes, there's state statutes that exceed federal statutes against racism. We need to follow those. We need to have those people in charge of those enforcements act on those. This resolution seems to be opening a door to say, let's just play games with everybody. We want to feel good, the social public out there. I can't support the resolution because all of these laws exist on the federal and the state level. And anybody in our government is obligated to enforce, or when told of an example, deal with it from their position, whether they were law officers, they were social guidance counselors, whatever. They already exist. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Supervisor Wenke. Is there any other comments from Mr. Jansen or Dr. Freiheit? More comments?
I have no other comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, no comments from youth and government. Do we have a motion? Supervisor Gully made the motion. Supervisor Berg seconded. We'll do roll call. Supervisor Berg.
Aye.
Supervisor Gully.
Aye.
Supervisor Salisbury.
Aye.
Supervisor Beth.
Aye.
Supervisor Decker.
Nay.
Supervisor Wenke.
Nay.
The chair votes aye. Youth and government.
Aye.
Motion passes. Number 10, is there any other business? If not, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned. Again, we must leave the room and not allow anybody else in so that they can clean it before the next meeting at 6:30. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.